As Nigeria marks the Democracy Day, expectations of a better leader have welled up in the people. Unlike the previous years, where many did not seem very interested in participating in the electioneering process, there seemed to be some recent political consciousness among the people. This consciousness has led to a mind shift on the need to get their permanent voter's card. Some residents of Port Harcourt told our correspondent that prior to this time, the PVC was just a mere means of identification to them.
I was just using it for my bank stuff and the rest of things.
A lot of Nigerians use it basically for their bank transaction, not more, because they don't even go close to any polling units. All they do is strictly for their bank transaction.
They just use it for as a kind of identification, you know, when to open an account and all that, understand? So it was just for the formalities.
A means of identification, that's what a lot of them use it for, actually. Not because she intends to vote.
They said the current economic situation of the country begs for more attention and involvement in the electioneering process, and the PVC is a very important part of that process.
My permanent voter's card is a seal, and my right to exercise my voting. That is because as a citizen, I get to vote for somebody. And that my PVC gives me the license to vote for who I want to vote for.
The permanent voter's card is very important if you want to be a part of the nation. Because one, that is your right, and that is your power to choose who will lead the nation. So if you don't have it, especially when you are of age, 18 years upward, you should strive to have it.
If you get your PVC, that is your right to vote the right person, say you want making the fallacy. To suffer for this Nigeria. Everything don't turn upside down. But this time, we'll make God help us. Make it come to an end. You don't too much.
But that of PVC is to vote important people who will help us in the nation. Let them help us. People should come out and vote so to see whether they will have change.
Now, speaking on the importance of the PVC, the INEC resident electoral commissioner in River State, Obo Efanga, said the right to determine how the affairs of the country will go is in voting. And the PVC gives you the right to vote.
The starting point is to say that in a democracy, the only way people get into high public offices is by election. And election can only be done by those who are registered as voters. So the importance of the voter's card is that those who have the voter's card and vote in an election are able to determine who manages their affairs, who leads them, and who takes decisions, the key decisions that will affect everyone in the society.
Mr. Efanga has also called on Nigerians to go beyond getting the PVC and actually vote their choice candidate into power.
A normal thing that before every election, more people will come up to register. And it's also a normal thing that when we are getting close to the end of the period for registration, a lot more people turn up to register. But there is also a possibility that some of the people who have now come up to register, they've done so because of the outcome of the primaries, and maybe they've seen someone that they would love to vote for. The purpose of the voter's registration is for people to not only register, but also vote in the election. It doesn't make sense to just register and use the voter's card as merely a form of identification.
As you may know, INEC suspended the online voter's registration on May 30th. Also, the continuous voter's registration exercise will be ending on June 30th.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8:08. Good morning. Ifeemi Andrew is my name. I'm sure you heard that Democracy Day report. It's beyond just getting a PVC. It's actually what you do with the PVC after you get it. In this case, you would have to go out and vote. That's what the intention for the PVC is, primarily. Any other thing is secondary. Well, our conversation this morning would rotate around that particular issue. Yesterday was Democracy Day, but it was a Sunday, so I think it's also safe to say today is Democracy Day as well, where, even though it's the 13th of June. How important is your PVC to democracy? That will be our very first question, and that will be where we start off the conversation. 1999, democracy started in the country. And looking at that time till now, how far have we come? My guest with me in the studio, I was making a joke at the moment. I was telling him we are looking for honorable member of the House. Well, he's vying to be a member of the River State House of Assembly. Eche.
Yes, constituency 2.
Constituency 2.
Under Accord Party.
Oh, okay. Yes. So we'll wait and see how that turns out. But then, so perhaps you would tell us more about democracy and what you think. His name is Choma Choko. He's also a public affairs analyst. And many would say the word is astute.
Legal practitioner.
Legal practitioner.
Yes.
Thank you. Democracy, 1999. Overall for you, when you look at how we are and how far we've come, how would you say the country has fared democratically?
Well, I may want to begin by saying that for paucity of time, I may have to be very direct in my analysis so that I can be able to cover a lot of field which I actually have in my mind.
So are we practicing democracy? Let's start from there.
Well, you cannot deny the fact that we are practicing democracy. But the answer goes beyond whether or not the issue or the concept of democracy is actually being manifested in the way it is envisaged in the Constitution of Federal Republic of Nigeria. And that actually brings us to mind how the issue of democracy actually started. And even if we're not to go back to history in its entirety, we must not forget the issue of military rule, how a lot of people were made to suffer during that particular regime and all the regimes that came thereafter. You see, the truth of the matter remains that the four cardinal principles upon which a democratic society is measured cannot be said to have been implemented 50% in the context of Nigerian democracy.
Okay, what are those?
The four cardinal principles which cannot be removed in any society that claims to practice democracy in its entirety or fullest are: one, the concept of fair hearing, which is freedom of speech; the freedom of worship; the freedom from fear; and the freedom from want. This, whether or not contemplated in the Constitution, they are natural cardinal principles every democratic system or government must have its reflection.
But wouldn't you say we have freedom of speech?
I'm coming. I mean, if you give me time, I will have to take time to analyze the four cardinal principles.
We just have to try to be brief.
Yes. Now, we cannot say that even if it is contemplated by virtue of the provision of Section 39 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, that we truly have the freedom of speech in Nigeria. Even as we are talking here, you and I are aware that we are talking under fear. We are talking under the fear of what may happen after here. Look at other nations. Look, take example from Canada, US, and all that. You have a lot of people who could come out to express themselves, to express the needs, satirically as a matter of fact, of the society. But that cannot be done in a Nigerian context. Where if, look at what the case of Sawore, who came out to express himself, and you look at the level of punishment he was met with. So for us, those of us who are even attempting to say or express ourselves in one way or the other, we do so under fear. Because the society and the democratic system, the leadership of the nation, as a matter of fact, has not given us the absolute freedom to express ourselves the way we think it should be. So there are certain limitations from the governance or the leadership of this nation, which has always consistently limited the freedom of expression. Even the court, as a matter of fact, are aiding it too, as a matter of fact. The court sees that the person who is actually brought or charged to that particular court before her, it's as a result of the expression of the person's interest and will.
But many say freedom of speech we have, but they question freedom after speech.
That if you don't have the freedom after speech, how truly can you say that you have the freedom of speech? Because the truism of freedom of speech lies in the freedom after speech. Okay. So if you are saying something, as a matter of fact, as you and I are discussing here now, you have the fear that after the expression you are making here, somebody else can come from your door and then come to arrest me. So that is, the freedom of speech is not there. So for you to be happy, to express yourself in the way and manner you think, that freedom after speech must be embedded in the freedom of speech.
So you mentioned freedom of worship as well.
Of course, the fear of insecurity is something that, look at it now. You saw what happened in Owo. A lot of people are now living in fear, where people cannot be given or allowed to do their worship in the best of their interest. You cannot remove it because insecurity threatens the freedom of worship. Watch, if you had watched on Sunday last week, not many persons attended that church. Why? Because of the dichotomy or the understanding we have between the two major religions in this nation.
But we've also had situations where mosques have also been attacked. So
that, whether or not it is, it does not matter. Irrespective of the particular religion you belong to, what is significant is that are you given the opportunity to express yourself in the best of your interests? The opportunity is not there. People are living in fear. A lot of people are living in fear. So for me, it is not there. It is not there. And you can't deny it. And if you look at freedom of want, everybody in this nation today, which is part of what is bringing this awareness of people now campaigning for PVC, is because of the hunger. If Nigerians were living as in the olden days, nobody would talk about PVC today. But because the hunger, as a matter of fact, has actually crept into the life of all the parts, all the nooks and crannies of this nation, that is why the awareness is coming. People are now scared. Because you cannot go to market to purchase what you want in the manner you want it, the cost of goods and services have actually increased. So that freedom of want is not there. Even when you want it, you can't purchase it. So you can only be sure of the freedom of want when you have the available resources to purchase what you want. So the democratic system of the nation, through its leadership, have actually denied the citizens the right of freedom of want. So it becomes a problem. And there is this dichotomy that is existing between the people and the leadership. So the leadership of the people are not even feeling the pains of the people.
But to digress a bit, how significant is this Democracy Day?
It is
looking at the next
election.
Just after the election, and this is the last Democracy Day the current administration would witness as an administration in power. The president himself said this would be my last Democracy Day speech, and in that speech he assured that he would ensure that the right of people to have a free, fair election and for their votes to count, he would ensure he protects. How significant is this?
Is it Democracy Days like this gives us opportunity to reflect into the antecedents, the gains, and as a matter of fact, the way forward of our democracy as a nation. And this, to me, it's a very significant one because it gives or avails us the opportunity to appraise the previous administration or the outgoing administration. It will avail us the opportunity to assess them, whether or not they enjoy the credentials to be returned into the leadership of the nation. And if you play side by side, part of the cardinal point I've actually mentioned, you cannot tell yourself whether or not it is even significant for us to begin to discuss the issue of democracy. I will tell you, yes, significantly it is good for us to discuss it because it brings the awareness to the people to actually appreciate whether or not the outgoing leadership of the nation from the state, as a matter of fact, from the local government, qualifies or enjoys or have all it takes to be returned into leadership. And I will tell you, you can see the system, if allowed, will crumble. I will tell you the truth.
But if we're looking at the cardinal points you raised,
yes,
and not just judging this particular administration, but going back to the administrations from 1999 till date, how much, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much democracy would you say those administrations also practiced, judging by the cardinal points?
Well, if you look at, particularly, let us take a leaf from the Jonathan's administration. A lot of people actually enjoyed at least, if not 70%, 60% of freedom of speech. And in fact, even that of freedom of want, there were food, there was a little, people could express themselves without that fear, probably because of the disposition of the person who was at the helm of affairs at that moment, which is quite different from what we have today.
But there are many mentioned the insecurity that came in the Northeast.
But has it has not been extinguished. The same thing is existing today. And the issue of insecurity also did not start during the previous administration of Jonathan. It has been there. It has always been there. It has been part of the threat of democracy, as a matter of fact. So, but what we are looking at is that even, I think it actually was in this particular administration, because part of the reason for which the people actually elected this administration was based on the promises they made to ensure that this particular issue is eradicated into two. But we brought them in and we saw an entirely different thing. So for me, the awareness of the relevance of the democracy must be embedded in each of us possessing our permanent voter's card. Mm. Because it is the only thing. Look at what happened. I was just reminiscing this morning. I said to myself, some few months ago, about, I think that was last year, when some persons came out to protest against the issue of NSAS, the government revolted against the people. They made allegations that the people actually came with arms. And they forgot that a day like this would come, where the people may possess the best and the highest arm, which is the PVC. Legally, as a matter of fact, recognized. So now, the people may not even need to protest against the ills of the society again, if only you have the ability to secure your PVC.
Which is our major focus of the conversation today, yes. Even though we're running out of time, perhaps we'll go on a short commercial and come back and continue on it. But then just to give us a hint, the importance of the PVC to the democracy of this country. Do you think that the PVC is what is most significant? Should it be our democratic identity, if I want to put it that way, for the average Nigerian, especially in these times? Because if you go on Twitter, everywhere, people mentioned the PVC, but then others are saying it should go beyond just having the PVC, but then you should vote.
Have the right.
Many have always said the fact that you can come out and vote is what democracy is about. But now the PVC is beginning to look like what everybody mentions, but what happens after you get the PVC has not been said too often. So for you, how important is it to our democracy, the PVC?
The PVC is very, very significant. But just like you rightly posited, it goes beyond possessing that particular card. You understand? And that is where I will also call on INEC to do electoral education. People have to be aware that it is not just enough to possess PVC. Electoral education is very significant. And this is also part of the reason some of us have come out to condemn the issue. If you look at what INEC is doing, it is not, for me, it is not working in a free mode. People go to get their PVCs. Upon getting there, you discover that the opportunity to even get it becomes a problem. The timeline is such that it's limited. For me, apart from creating the awareness, it is what every Nigerian should possess, particularly those who have been subjected to all manners of suffering. Mm. This is the only opportunity we have to change a government that has refused to listen to the people. So if a government has, maybe out of one way or the other, has been installed into leadership, and you feel that the only means that particular leadership or government can be changed is through the permanent voter's card, what stops you from possessing it? What stops you from going to collect yours? So for me, it is the most significant thing we have at this material time, because if you do it the other way, which is the way of protest, the government will not still give you the opportunity to achieve what you intend. Mm. So the best way to achieve what we intend, by removing or de-electing persons who are not credible, who are not qualified, who are not competent, who do not have the interests of this nation in mind, it's by possessing. And apart from possessing, you must also be willing to exercise that franchise. It's a civic responsibility which every Nigerian that is up to 18 years must have to exercise. So some of us, what we do, apart from when maybe the banking sector requires of it, that is the only time you can now begin to think of PVC. No. The basic thing, the basic reason for which you are even issued with that particular card is for electionary period. So if you have it and you fail to exercise it at that particular time, it will be of no moment coming out after the elections have been conducted and probably won by wrong persons and hands coming out to complain. So you have a better opportunity now presented to you to, one, take steps in securing it, and after which also ensure that you exercise a responsibility which you have by virtue of the provisions of the Constitution.
All right, Mr. Choko, we'll go on a short commercial. When we return, the conversation continues. Something was on Twitter and somebody said something. Is it possible to replace logos of political parties
with pictures?
With pictures of the candidates?
Yes.
Perhaps you tell us if that's possible, if that can work after this commercial. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. My guest, Choma Choko, is still in the studio. Remember, you can send in your contributions 08 09 03 0803-030-6416 on WhatsApp and on social media, Nigeria Info PH, Facebook and Twitter. The Morning Crossfire continues. Stay tuned.
How much is your house rent right now? How much are the bills you're paying for your home? What exactly do you want to do in the next 4 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Well, all of that will be decided when you decide to get your PVC and vote. It is your right. It is your responsibility. Don't wait for another person to make that decision for you. My name is Jude.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're still very much here in the studio, and the conversation continues on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ithemi Andrew, my guest, still very much here with me, Choma Choko, legal practitioner, and also vying for a seat at the House of Assembly here in the state to represent Eche Constituency 2.
Yes, you're very correct, yes.
So I'm pretty sure you'd have a lot to say about democracy, especially because it concerns what you're pursuing.
Exactly.
Regardless, a lot has been said about the democracy of the country, the PVC and its importance, but there's still more to be said. You can join the conversation on social media, Nigeria Info PH, on Facebook and on Twitter. You can also do well to send in WhatsApp messages, 0809-030-6416. I'll take those again, 0809-030-6416. I would also open the phone numbers, the phone lines, so you can call in and make your contribution, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009. Mr. Choko, this is something I'd like to ask you.
Yes.
Do you think the people now realize the importance of the PVC? Are they now willing to utilize that power? Well, having it is one thing.
Yes.
Well, beyond that is utilizing it.
Well, for me, I may not be able to read the mind of everyone who is out there. But the only means for which we can judge what the intent of the people actually looks like, it's through the social media and conversations that we hold at different fora. And from feelers that I'm getting, as a matter of fact, I'm convinced that the people, as a result of the ills that have been melted against them by several leadership of this nation, are willing and ready to ensure that they utilize the relevance of their PVC at this material time. So people, you can see, the awareness is there. I went to my community of recent to campaign. Part of the campaign strategy, which people even raised and informed me, as if I was not aware, was that they were ready to pursue, to it later, the issue of securing their PVC. Those who were not actually at the moment with theirs. So you can see that awareness is coming. And they are aware that once they are able to secure it, the next thing is to exercise their civic right. And I'm sure that with what I'm seeing, as someone who is actually campaigning to local areas, if those are the local areas are actually having this awareness, how about those of us who are here? So for me, that time to change bad leadership have actually come.
All right, but leadership must go. That's, I think, another hashtag on Twitter. We'll take some of your phone calls now, 0817 923 0000. 20817923007. So let's take your calls. But then on WhatsApp, a few messages. Somebody wants to know why you want to contest. You talk about that later. Not now. Not now. Perhaps when it's time to campaign, he will tell you, and you'd or perhaps you go check him out on social media,
exactly,
and ask him that question. Chioma Choko on social media.
Yes.
Perhaps you see his work and you see what he does, and then you can have that conversation. This person here says, "Good morning, Andrew. And your guest, we definitely are not practicing democracy in Nigeria. The English dictionary may need to find a term to define what we practice. Permit me to suggest politocracy. Okay, government of the people by politicians, for the benefit of politicians and to the detriment of the people," is what he says. "The people are truly not being involved in determining who leads them. It has been a prolonged saga of deception and frustration." We're also talking about the process that brings up candidates or aspirants that, yes, you know, that become candidates that people vote for.
Yes.
How the people are not involved in that
in the
process.
Yes, you see, I've said it. That part of the reasons we're having bad leadership is that particular constitutional provision, even though it is contemplated in the Electoral Act, which is wrong, by allowing the delegate, as a matter of fact, to vote who gets the party ticket at the primary level. For me, it is the wrongest thing, because what Nigerians, as a matter of fact, and each of the 36 states in this nation have always have are products which are not ordinarily the choices of the people. If you give the people the opportunity to elect who comes or who becomes the flag bearer of each of these political parties, those who were selected, even in the just concluded primary elections, wouldn't have been given that opportunity. But because the people are not involved, and the people have been placed in a fix where we must have to choose. Now, Atiku...
Between the DBC.
Yes, exactly. Look at it now. Atiku, ordinarily, if you look at it, it's not a general public choice. What is the other one? Tinubu, it's also a public choice. And that is why people are now swinging. I'm not campaigning for him, to P2B. The campaigns you are seeing today on social media is as a result of the bad produce of the delegates. If the lives of other better persons, let me mention anybody's name, had emerged as the either PDP or APC presidential flag bearer, you wouldn't have been seeing this campaign you are seeing today, even though we know ordinarily that P2B is also a good candidate.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. Ima from Ebonyi State. Oh, sorry, Ima, you'd have to try again. Echie Chidi is calling from Echie at the moment. Hello, Chidi, good morning.
I'm with you.
All right, go on, Chidi.
Yeah, I'm from Abugabe, but I'm calling from the city of Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yeah. The contribution I want to make in this extent is, you see, the leadership of God have to start with boldness, which actually you've taken the proactive measure. And I believe the boldness of measure you've taken today, believe me, thousands and millions of Nigerians are really involved in this proactive measure. But just that a lot of persons are so myopic and probably they cannot speak out. Are you getting me?
Go on.
Yeah, following the leadership failure in Nigeria, I think I advise and would definitely admonish the young ones to definitely go direct to their yearning. And the yearning is that changing the bad leadership is not by protest, if I may say. It's never by protest. At least it's by exercising a franchise. And the franchise is really the power attached to the PVC. So I really encourage and encouraging a lot of persons, even the reverse way, people of Eche constituency 1 and 2, precisely. Please, they need to go to the INEC office to get their PVC ready. At least it is the power of PVC that will make them have that potential powers to now bargain for their rights, to bargain for what they want. It's not by protest, neither is it by a social media platform, no. They have to approach the INEC office. Then it is by having this power of attached to the PVC,
yes,
that they can now go to the pool and make the necessary changes we are yearning for.
All right. Vote at the end of the day, not just get to Kunkwo. Is that Rumo Kunta? Good morning, Okunkwo.
Good morning. I agree totally with your guest.
Thank
the
you.
The studio there.
Thank you.
That if the primary election were to be allowed for the citizens to vote, that the current people now wouldn't have won, because our brother Tiku was a vice president on the party dispensation which people with the citizens suffered. And our brother Tinubu is also a part, even a party chairman of this current administration, that people are suffering.
A party
apart
leader.
From P2B, that we have as somebody that performed well and fought seriously to make sure that Anambra would become a good state, at which he succeeded. Apart from P2B, these people have been there now in the government and didn't do anything, and we are still suffering till today. Mm. So I agree totally with what you said. Right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On WhatsApp, another message here says, APC and PDP primaries throw up one devil and one demon, and we must not choose from them. It's not a must to vote either of them. We have options. Mumudondu, he says, Andrew, it will be a very good innovation replacing party logos with candidate pictures. A lot of voters get lost at voting booths looking for where party names or logos are written. Reason why so many votes are invalid. INEC will greatly enhance the electoral process by doing this. Uche Onwachukwu. We're going to have that conversation shortly. Good morning, Nigerian friend, the guest in the house, Barrister Choko. My question is, one of your constituents, you are going to
I'm ever ready to take their questions. If they can come privately, I will respond to them.
See, just get to him privately. The conversation now is not basically for him to reel out his plans for constituents of HCA constituency too. So he might not be able to do that now. Perhaps when campaign period starts and he comes and pays us money to talk. Yeah, we would attend to it. But then you can get to him on Facebook, Choma Choko. And it would definitely answer you, and you would see what his plans are. Good morning, Andrew. The PVC even goes beyond every 4 years because we can use it to record the members of the legislature. We have refused to check the executives appropriately by either oversight or possibly impeachment. The PVC is required always, not every 4 years. You see that? Andrew, please leave all these. How many times has Buhari assured and failed its meritorical statement? Can you tell us how many times Buhari has had meetings with security chiefs but for mere promises? Says he says you are a PDP member. We need a neutral person to talk about PVC. Emeka sent in that message. He does not know better.
Am I contesting under PDP?
He's not.
I'm not.
Okay. This one says, good morning. Nigerians should shun money politics and vote credible candidate. Let us forget tribe and vote. Okay. Daniel from Transamadi is on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Go on.
Democracy Day and the importance of PVC. That is what I'm interested in. You can change a leadership by consensus, and that is where the power of people is. We have a lot of campaign on the social media, on the radio station, including your station. But I want us to do more, giving INEC as an institution pressure to give us our permanent voters card. It's not easy that you have to go and register, captured. And INEC will give you so many excuses why people should not have their permanent voters card. Why? Don't get it. So INEC as an institution, please, should not be a problem to this movement. So we can change who that are a bad leader or whom we perceive to be a bad leader. Because we cannot do it on the media. We can do it only with PVC. And that is how our democracy will be a balanced thing to us. This consistent complaint from INEC, I don't get it. Let them find a way to give people their permanent voters card so it won't be maybe look like it is a deliberate from them not to make people consensus to cast. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. INEC had said that, Professor Sokoye had said that they've witnessed a surge, a rapid increase in number of Nigerians who are interested in getting their PVC, and perhaps there's the problem of being overwhelmed in some corners, and they held a meeting with the electoral offices of various states, and he said they were working on how to see that the process is made easier and faster. But it brings us to this question, which is replacing party logos on the ballot with the picture of candidates. Does the law give INEC the powers to do that?
I love that question. To be very direct, you see, INEC is an institution which its
what is it called, like its engagement as a matter of fact or activities are guided or provided by the electoral acts, INEC cannot go outside the predictions of the law creating her, as a matter of fact. And I do know that part of the nuances which the people expected at this material time, particularly where the National Assembly debated and actually came out with a new electoral act, part of the nuances which were expected was that the issue of placing party logo, and looking at, there was a day we discussed it here in your studio, when Wike attacked Dave Umahi, claiming that for by reason of transferring the party victory to APC, the leadership or the position of Dave Umahi should have been relinquished to PDP. And INEC, as a matter of fact, I do know, was also given opportunity to present its maybe expectations or changes, expected changes in the electoral act. And that ordinarily thought that INEC, being a proactive institution, should have been able to contemplate that part of the reasons where and why people voting wrong leadership in every election is because of the issue of logo in every election recent period. So I had expected a situation where, because if we look at it very well, there are political parties who are not major political parties that are projecting better candidates in each of these constituents, whether federal, state, or state, as a matter of fact.
All right, we'll continue. Let's just take this call. JJ from Rumigbo. Hello, JJ.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
All right, you have less than a minute.
Good morning to your guest.
Good morning, my dear friend, JJ.
I've listened to you, but I think what they call initial gagra is what we're saying right now. In 2019, I saw a lot of things where Obasanjo gathered people, they said they are third force, and before you could say Jack, everything just washed away like that. And I think I love this move right now, but I will not believe any of those moves, because on that day, you may end up seeing the same people you used to see, no new guys. I won't believe them until that day they come out to vote, because you see a lot of people set this road as football field and all those stuff. They are all queuing up that time to get a PVC. And by the time the person they think will win, when they see the whole campaign, the barrage, the all stuff coming together, they may decide to chicken in. So well, fingers are crossed. Let's see what we change this time around. But I see no change like too far. Thank you very much.
All right, David is in Genegua. David, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Straight to the point.
You see, the issue is for people to get their permanent voter card and be actively involved in the electioneering process. Just like your station, you will always be get involved, get your PVC and be actively involved. Otherwise, the system will still remain the same way it is. Some people will only complain, but when you say go and vote, they say, no, my vote don't count. Why would I have a vote? I don't need to waste my time. And if you say you don't need to waste your time, your vote don't count, so you not go and vote, you are still undoing yourself. At the end of the day, people will still give you a leader. And you accept the same leader in as much as here in this same country.
Okay.
So it is collective and active participation.
All right. Thank you
in
very
one
much.
Of the interviews.
All right, David there from Yenegua, thank you. Choco, so yes. let's try to wrap things up.
Okay.
So, correctly you said, the Electoral Act does not empower INEC
yes.
to switch party logos
yes.
with pictures yes. of individuals. Even yes. when you're an independent candidate, which is now something that's possible.
Now, that is ordinarily what should have been playing out. Where you have independent candidates coming out to contest election, INEC should have also maybe made provision, or the Electoral Act as a matter of fact, because INEC cannot just exercise that power without it being vested in the Electoral Act. So for me, it even makes the entire thing of independent candidature a mockery. It may of laughter to me. It makes no meaning. And that is why you've also not been able to see any candidate coming out to say, I want to run as an independent candidate. So it's, for me, the best thing at this material time, but I do know it is late. They can't go back to the National Assembly looking at the crucibles they will have to pass through the bottleneck. It is almost impossible for them to go back now to begin to contemplate those things. And for me, it is also the opportunity that is also given
to the two major political parties to overwhelm persons who are ordinarily popular candidates within their zone, but may not have the opportunity to secure.
All right, we don't have a lot of time. Just in 1 minute, tell me, what do we do to make democracy in the country better?
Well, the best answer to this question is for us to come out in mass at this material time to vote for credible, competent persons who share in the pains of this nation. That is the only thing you can do. You cannot fight them. You cannot beat them. You cannot protest and secure. Once bad leadership is installed, you must be patient to allow the 4 years elapse before doing any other thing.
All right. Come out, vote. Get your PVC. Don't just get it. Use it. That's the message. Thank you very much, Barrister Choma Choko.
Thank you very much. Let me also seize the opportunity to wish my dear boss and principal, Chief Dumolulu Briggs, whose birthday is today, a philanthropist, a special happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday to him. That's free of charge now. You didn't pay us for this
I
one.
Know. Let me enjoy today.
Thank you very much, and we wish you all the best in your your pursuit to secure a seat at the State House of Assembly.
Thank you very much.
All right, my name is Ifeyemi Andrew. There you have it for today, the Morning Crossfire. Before I go, I also would like to say a big shout out to a friend of mine. Yes, right, that's some of the benefits you get. A personal friend of mine, she's having her birthday today, so yes, we say a happy birthday to you, Abigail, and to you and your fiance. We wish you guys the best, and celebrate, have fun. It's from me to you. Have a great day. Well, tomorrow we continue more conversation. In the meantime, stick around. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up shortly with Jude. It's Ifeyemi Andrew and every social media handle at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. IFIEMI Andrew. Have a great day. Good morning.